and the rain, the life in British Columbia. Anyway, $73 on that, but I've got to go get dinner for my wife and babysit her, as I've told everybody too many times. Had a shoulder operation last week, and it's been very interesting.
Well, I guess interesting, that's one word to describe it. Okay. Hope she recovers quickly, although unfortunately I know that's not quite the case. That's a bit of a chore to get feeling better again from something like that. Okay, let's get back to it, and, well, time to get some more check-ins. I'm here for about another 20 minutes before I have to get going. I'll keep the radio on, but I may not be able to pick up the mic or log anyone in, but we'll keep listening. But, as I say, here for another 20 minutes, where I'm parked, anyway. Okay, there's Josie. Gonna get you while we got you there. A little bit rough, but we got you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Bob. This is Victor Alpha 728 Oscar Papa. Just packing up to go camping this evening. It's been a long day. How was that? Hope you have a great evening, and thank you so much for taking my check-in. 73.
Okay, thanks. Enjoy your camping trip, I believe you said. This evening, North Shore meeting, field day final planning. All right, looking for further check-ins. Okay, P7RPX standing by.
Victor Alpha 7 Alpha Victor Kilo.
Okay, well, I think Max is probably done for the day. VA 7 Alpha Victor Kilo, got you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Bob. Yeah, I'm home already and a bit tired today. I don't know, heat or something else. Hopefully, I'm not gonna get sick. I want to visit the field day. But anyway, thank you, and have a good evening, 7-3.
Okay, very good, Max. Thanks for checking in. Enjoy, you and Olga, enjoy the rest of your day there. All right, and you're number 28 on the paper here. All right, let's keep going with further check-ins. Looking for further check-ins for today's ChaosNet. Okay, standing by for further check-ins.
Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray.
Okay, we got Gerald B7, Mike Tango X-ray. Got you. Go ahead.
No traffic, Bob. Hope you have a good day and a good supper. I'm just here for the numbers. Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray. Monitoring.
Okay, well, the numbers in your case is 29, so thanks for coming by. Thanks, Gerald. All right. Who's going to be number 30 on the paper?
Victor Echo 7, Lima, Sierra Juliet.
Okay, there's Jeffrey, B7, Lima, Sierra Juliet. Go ahead.
Justin, Austin, Bob, and let's push the number to 30. I have no traffic, just get ready to prepare for the dinner. And thank you for taking my check in, and enjoy the night, 73.
Yeah, okay, yeah, should enjoy it. That is a club meeting tonight with fuel day final planning, so. All right, thanks for checking in. Thanks for being number 30. All right, looking for further check-ins. Okay, well, let's give it about another 20 minutes there before I get rolling. B7RPX standing by. still looking for further check-ins for Thursday ChaosNet.
Mike Tango X-ray, recheck, Bob.
V7 Mike Tango X-ray, V7 RPX. Go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, that Canco gas is really good deal, but they don't have much detergent in them, so you have to alternate between Canco gas and top-tier gas. But amazing backstory. Started by two BC guys out of Kamloops. Very interesting story. Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray.
Okay, yeah, well, I first heard about Canco from a friend of mine who did a road trip a couple of weeks ago, and he went up through the interior and into Alberta, and he said, the Canco in Edmonton had the cheapest price of gas, I think at about $1.59 or something like that.
Yeah, they've expanded so fast since 2016. I think they got up 150 stations across Alberta and BC.
Well, the one that I was at the other day, way out on the East Hastings in Burnaby. They took over what used to be a Husky gas station.
Exactly. That's how they expand. They take over other gas stations. They don't have to put in all the construction costs. They just, ones that are not working anymore, they just take it over.
Yeah, easy way to do it. Another Husky station up on Mount Seymour Parkway. That's a Chevron now.
Roger that. Yeah, no, we've got one on in Westminster nearby. It hasn't started up yet. I think they have to change up some tanks and stuff, but we need to see when they're going to start pumping gas at that time.
Yeah, and apparently next Wednesday, Canada Day, the feds are going to take off one of the taxes on gas, so that should that will lower the prices a bit as well.
Roger that. Yep. It's crazy. Okay, thanks, Bob. Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray.
Yeah, anything to give us a break. It's all good. All right, it's Bob, V7RPX. What's the hour here? Oh, we still got time. Looking for further check-ins.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo.
Oh, my goodness, it's Merlin. Okay, V7 Oscar Romeo, go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. It's going to be a nice reprieve in weather. Looks like we're going to get some rain in the forecast, so that will be nice. We certainly need it with all the dry forests. I hope it gives a little bit of a soaking. I'm glad you're here, Bob. I'm glad to be here, 7-3.
Okay, thanks, Merlin. And yes, Jim checked in earlier. He will be taking care of the 2-meter sideband this evening. Anyway, thanks for coming by. All right, looking for further check-ins.
Victor Alpha 7, India, Romeo, Quebec.
Okay, there's Rob, EA 7, India, Romeo, Quebec. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Bob. How's my signal? Must be in a bad spot here. I'm in Abbotsford today, and a little bit of static on the signal feeder. Am I making it in there okay?
A little bit of white noise there, Rob, but it's solid. Full copy.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, not much going on here. Just working on my car out in Abbotsford. It's been neglected for at least a year, a couple of years since I had it on the road, just trying to get it out for the summer for a little bit. So I've got to change the brake booster and a few other little things that need to be done. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm up to at the moment. Just getting a little hungry. Might go wrangle up supper here pretty soon, but not much else going on out here. It's cloudy, comfortable temperature. And yeah, how are you doing this afternoon?
Yeah, doing all right. Met up with a couple of friends earlier, had a visit, and one of them actually gave me a dinner that all I have to do is give a toot in the micro, which is going to be handy because I have a North Shore Club meeting tonight.
Very good, very good. You know the secret about gourmet microwave cooking, you turn the power level down. So everyone just runs their microwaves on full blast and it doesn't cook very evenly. You double the time and half the power level, you get a much more even cook.
Yeah, well, I guess on full power it's kind of quick and dirty, but yeah, you can definitely drop the power and cook a little more evenly. Anyway, I will actually doctor it up a little bit, too, before I heat it up. But that'll keep me going for this evening.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, you gotta add your own little twist to anything that you get in the microwave. My favorite food is just leftovers. Leftover anything plus whatever else you can add to it to make it a little more interesting. I'm the king of leftovers.
Okay. No, that's good, too. I just don't tell the people who give me this food, I don't tell them that I doctor it up because they might think, what, it wasn't enough?
Oh, yeah, they get offended. your secret's safe with me.
Okay, good stuff. Anyway, thanks, Rob. Thanks for coming by. I'm just looking at the watch here. I am going to be here about another 10 minutes, and then I do have to go, like I say, club meeting tonight. Got nailing down the final details about getting set up for field day, which we're going to be doing tomorrow, probably in the rain.
Yeah, looks like rain starts around midnight tonight or something all day tomorrow. I don't know, that's the forecast I looked at yesterday out the valley here, but yeah, it's good. We need some wet.
Yeah, well, we had a good run of warm weather, so that's that'll be a little bit of a change. As long as it isn't like cloudy and rainy for the next 10 days or 2 weeks. Hey, thanks, Rob. Thanks for checking in.
73, Bob. Have a good evening.
Yeah, it should be good.